AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily as we strive to keep you up to speed on the latest developments in the global automotive industry. Will 2014 be the year of the EV? IHS is forecasting that electric car sales will surge 67% this year to more than 400,000 units worldwide. That's up from about 240,000 EVs last year. And that's all thanks to more EVs hitting the market, more public charging stations, and a price war between battery makers that will bring the price down closer to $250 per kilowatt hour. Meanwhile, we keep hearing reports that the residual values of EVs are not very good. Kelley Blue Book says EVs retain about half the value of regular cars, but used Tesla Model S's are clearly the exception. The website IC Cars says they're selling for about 25% more than when they were new. And poor residual values could drive up lease payments for EVs, but so far that has not hurt sales. Last month in the U.S. market, sales of EVs and plug-in hybrids shot up 46% compared to a year ago, though they fell 34% compared to the month before. By comparison, sales of hybrids fell about 24%, both year over year and compared to the month before. Speaking of hybrid sales being down, yesterday we told you about slow car sales in the U.S. market last month, and now Words reports that inventory in the U.S. is at its highest level in 9 years. Get this, there are 3.6 million vehicles sitting in inventory right now, about 14% above last year. That is 300,000 to 400,000 units higher than what's needed to meet current demand. Poor weather was blamed for last month's dip in sales, but as we pointed out yesterday, several automakers posted solid gains. Maybe the drop could also be due to December deals pulling sales from January. Either way, sales better pick back up this month, or automakers are going to have to start cutting production. Breathe deep, people. A study from the University of Michigan shows that the average new vehicle buyer produced 21% lower emissions in November of 2013 than they did in October of 2007. That's because today's cars are so much more fuel efficient. Researchers also looked at how much fuel was used per distance driven. And if you look at this chart, you can see how emissions have fallen at about the same rate as fuel use. No surprise there, but it's great to see that the air is getting cleaner. Click the link in today's show notes for a more in-depth look at the study. We love keeping track of new technology and the companies that come out with it. Later this year, Detroit-based Nostrum Motors will be testing a new kind of fuel injector that it claims produces 20% better fuel economy for gas and diesel engines. The injectors come right out of the pharmaceutical aerosol business, which is where the company founder made his money. The only thing changed is geometry of the tip of the injector, which allows for 50 times more droplets that are smaller and burn more quickly. And it's technologies like these that show there could be a lot more life left in the old internal combustion engine. Hey, is it true that younger people are not interested in cars? Not according to a survey from Enterprise Holdings, the car rental company. It found that millennials, people who are between the ages of 25 and 34 years old, are quite interested in cars. And it found that 88% of millennials changed their impression of a car or a brand after renting it. Millennials, whose cars are typically 11 years old, say their first exposure to new technology in cars came from renting a new one. And when looking at all renters, not just millennials, Enterprise found that over half consider buying the car they rented. I find this fascinating. While many automakers shun putting their cars in the daily rental fleets, this survey suggests it's a great way to get your cars in front of potential buyers. On Monday, we told you how to win an autographed copy of Bob Lutz's latest book, Icons and Idiots. All you have to do is answer the question, Who was Bob's favorite high school teacher? A hint? The answer is in the book. Get us the answer and we'll pick a name at random and give you that book. Shoot an email to viewermail@outofline.tv or leave your answer in the comments section. We'll announce the winner here on Friday. And then remember to tune in to Outofline After Hours tomorrow night starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time when our guest will be Nancy Gioia, the head of mobility and electrification at Ford. So get your questions ready for anything to do with hybrids, plug-ins, EVs, and whatever else you can think of. Nancy will have the answers. Coming up next, it's time for You Said It.
Proven on the track and on roads around the world, BorgWarner turbochargers improve fuel economy and reduce emissions without sacrificing performance. BorgWarner, official turbocharger supplier to the iZot IndyCar Series.
And now it's time for some of your feedback. C-Tech wants to know, in this era of free trade, why is the Japanese car market share for imports so small? C-Tech, partly it's because almost half of the Japanese market is for 660cc K cars, and no major automakers outside of Japan make them. Partly it's because land is so expensive in Japan, it's very difficult to create a new dealer network. But the main reason is the Japanese government has pursued a policy of keeping mass market imports out of Japan. And that policy has worked so well, most automakers have simply given up. Phil Hopewell says, can you elaborate about what the Japanese government has done to cause such a dramatic increase in sales? Phil, it isn't that sales of cars have shot up for Japanese automakers. It's their revenue, the money they bring in. All Japanese automakers sell more cars outside of Japan than inside, so they get most of their money in foreign currency, which they then exchange into yen. The Japanese government has deliberately driven down the value of the yen, and so when the automakers make that currency exchange, they get a lot more yen. Japan's economy has been in the doldrums for about two decades, and the government is really keen on getting it growing again, especially by helping its exporters. Buzzard wants to know, if Fiat Chrysler Auto's tax base is in London, does that now make Chrysler an import brand? Well, yeah, technically yes. But remember, Chrysler's vehicles are designed, engineered, and mostly manufactured in the United States, so the value of Chrysler's output overwhelmingly accrues in the American economy. Kate McLeod heard us report that Geely is investing $11 billion in Volvo, but she points out, Geely didn't invest the $11 billion in Volvo. They raised the funds independent of Geely. Kate's right. Volvo borrowed the money from other sources. Geely did not give them the money, but I would not be surprised if those loans were granted on the condition that Geely would stand behind them. Carol E. Grant Jr. saw our report on Dexos oil changes costing as much as $70 at independent repair shops and wants to know, why does a Dexos oil change cost so much more than a standard oil change? Because independent repair shops do not like to carry Dexos in inventory, but most importantly, they figure they can get away with charging prices like that. HTG heard us report on Ferrari's earnings, but asks, John, have you broken out the revenue Ferrari gets from other sources like Ferrari swag, Ferrari theme parks, or Ferrari cliente experience where graying fantasists drive around a track in an old F1 car? I think Ferrari makes like 20 to 30% of their revenues from these non-car sales sources. Fewer cars plus fluff is good stuff. That's a great question, HTG. Unfortunately, Ferrari does not break out its revenues in more detail, but I'm going to start asking around and see what I can learn. Hey, thanks for all your comments and questions. Sure is fun to look at them all. But anyway, that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.